Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Two of the most recent beginning farmer loans in Ohio and Graves County, approved by the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation, were somewhat typical of loans for poultry houses. KAFC coordinator Bill McCloskey describes how these young farmers can tap into this low-cost loan money.
Working with their lenders across the state, they can access up to $250,000 in the beginning farmer program. They're usually structured about $1 million project to build poultry houses, and the lender can provide $750,000 in a typical situation and then request $250,000 from the Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation.
The point is, with that little KAFC boost, with a fourth of that money at very low rates, some loans that might not have happened are able to go forward. And they've been sound loans.
Well, the example I gave you is 100% financing. And to date, the poultry operations have demonstrated the ability to cash flow on 100% financing. But normally, an agriculture lender here in the state, because of the underwriting standards, can only provide 75% of the financing in a $1 million project that's going to be $750,000.
McCloskey says another federal loan guarantee program is also engaged, that joint effort making for a solid financial arrangement. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back with Kentucky Ag Finance Corporation's Bill McCloskey on the Tobacco Settlement Finance Low Interest Beginning Farmer Loan Program. Here, McCloskey on the numbers.
It's 2% to the lender, and the lender adds on 0.75% to do the paperwork, service the loan. So it's 2.75 is the net rate.
And as that 2.75% rate is paid back, that loan funding in this program is in effect recycled.
With 500 loans out on the books, I think this is important to point out, is that we now have, between the principal and interest, coming in about $700,000 a month coming back in that we can loan back out. So it's a program that should be able to continue into perpetuity.
McCloskey says a good example of state and federal programs working in concert with private lenders, helping farms grow. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.